Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
The Thunder season has gotten off to a rough start. They blew a 16-point halftime lead and lost at home to the Celtics. Russell Westbrook only scored 13 points and missed all seven of his shots in the fourth quarter. They're now 0-4 for the first time since moving to OKC, despite the slow start. Westbrook still seems optimistic. Take a listen.
We're okay. We'll be all right. It's early. I'm confident in my guys in this locker room. I'm confident in myself and my abilities to make sure that we have an opportunity to win the ball game. There's no need to panic. Obviously, we're not starting the way we want to, but we'll be okay, and I will make sure of that. So I'm not worried.
Oof. Will OKC turn it around, Shannon? No need to panic.
No, yes, I do believe they will turn it around. I'm not going to overreact after four games. This is only Russ's second game back after offseason knee surgery. But they're going to be what I thought they would be. They'll be somewhere around the sixth or the eighth seed. I didn't have them in the top four seed, so I'm not overly concerned with what I've seen thus far. The thing is, Skip, Russ is a volume shooter, and he's like the stock market. And when he's bullish, whoo, that thing good. But when he's a bear, he's a grizzly. And last night, he was a grizzly. And it's not going to go well for them when he doesn't play well. They can't win outside of Russ playing well. It was almost like LeBron when he was in Cleveland. LeBron didn't play well. They lost ball games, especially last year. Now, when they had Kyrie, Kyrie could have a monster day. Kevin Love could somewhat have a monster day, and they could carry the night. But then it got to the point where if LeBron didn't get you 30 and 11 and whatever, they weren't going to win the game. And that's kind of how this OKC team is.
Well, they got this other guy named George Paul.
Man, don't get me. Oh, the guy that's shooting 39%?
You know, that guy.
And 29% from three? Is that the guy we talk about?
That's the guy.
Oh, okay.
The guy who was 2-for-10 from three last night.
Yeah. Right? OKC is shooting a league worst 39% from the floor and 24% from three. You're not going to win very many games like that, Skip. So, but I'm not concerned. Russ is only two games back, Skip. They'll get better. But I didn't see them. They're going to be fighting sixth to the eighth seed. I don't think you had them anyhow. Well, maybe you did because you love OKC. You love Russell Westbrook. But I'm more realistic than you.
Russell Westbrook should have closed this deal last night. They're up 16.5 on a very good Boston team that's still trying to find its way in rotation, but they're up 13 with 4:54 left in the third quarter, and Russell shot them in the foot. It's one of his worst shooting games ever, and he is certainly capable of this because he's not a pure shooter.
No.
He had to sort of teach himself that shot, and sometimes it drops, and sometimes when it goes south, it goes way south. And so all of a sudden, as you say, he's only played two games, but in the overall four games, they're last in the league in field goal percentage, three-point percentage, free throw percentage. Russ was 8-of-16 from the free throw line.
But you know what, Skip? He started struggling a little bit from the free throw line last year, I noticed.
He was.
And he just picked right up where he left off.
So in the fourth quarter, he was 0-for-7 with three bad turnovers. And he had look after look after look down the stretch where you could win the game, especially with 45 seconds left and 26 seconds left. He just bricked. It's Westbrook. He was Russell Westbrook last night.
And that's, you know what, one of the problems that I have with him, Skip, is that when things are not going well for him, he's like a guy that the water's on and it's overflowing. Well, you can stop it if you just turn it off. Yeah. And you're like, well, what do? Russell just keeps shooting. Bruh, you shooting your team out of the game. I understand you're the best player, but after you miss two, three, four, five, six, but his mentality is, Skip, the next one's going to go in.
Yep.
The next one's going to go in. And when the next one doesn't, you look up, because you remember that game against the Rockets in the playoffs. He was like 17 or 23, and then he goes like 1-19. You're like, Russ, you shot him out of the game. And that's where they are. But this is who he is. He's a volume shooter. He's not Steph Curry. Steph Curry can take 20 shots, Skip, and eight of them will be threes, and he'll make five of them. Russ, he can't shoot that. He's a scorer, but he's a volume shooter to get those points. Guys like KD, guys like Steph, guys like LeBron can get you 25, 30 points in limited number of shots. That's not who he is. Now, the first game against Sacramento, he shot fairly well. What,
he did.
15 of 23, something like that?
But Sacramento made 10 of 21 threes and won the game 131 to 120 at OKC.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
And this team is missing Andre Roberson, who was coming back from knee surgery and had complications, and now they're saying he's going to be gone for like half the year before he's right. Well, that's a big loss. And obviously, last year it was Melo. It was the OK three. And they don't have that anymore. And when Paul George also goes south, they're not very good.
What? You mean Paul George goes south?
The guy who was going to save LeBron in L.A.
Oh. That guy. Yeah. Oh, he should have saved Indiana.
Huh.
Don't worry about LeBron. LeBron got this.
I told you he's a complimentary star. He's
Stop doing that, Skip. You called the man. You called the man George Paul.
George
the man
Paul he's, George. He's George Paul. And when they needed him last night to step up, they had the Celtics
buried.
Dead and buried. They just had him. And all of a sudden, you let him get a little life. You let him get a life. And then you know who the guy is who always makes the big shot for the Boston Celtics? Not any of those kids.
Morris.
It's Marcus Morris.
He does.
It's the one veteran on that squad. And he just comes in, and he took the big shot at the end. And 28.7 seconds left, he just nailed a three.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Is Kyrie Irving on that team?
Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me, out of the timeout, because that's what Brad Stevens did. He called timeout. So out of the timeout, he let Marcus Morris, a journeyman,
mm-hmm.
take the last shot over the guy that saved LeBron James Bacon. Mm-hmm. When did they start doing that, Skip Bayless?
Marcus Morris has made a bunch
of
big shots.
No, I'm not talking about Marcus Morris. Mm-hmm. You keep telling me how Kyrie saved his bacon.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me they won't let Kyrie take the big shot in the fifth, sixth game of the regular season to start the season, and that's the guy to save LeBron?
What did I tell you yesterday about Kyrie Irving? He's also coming off a second major knee surgery, and he ain't right. He does not trust his legs yet. He's still tippy-toeing.
And what did you tell me? If you're out there on the court, you're healthy. That's what you told me.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I'm like, Skip, I mean, sometimes, you know, people don't know what you go through. Because O'Shea Sharp had his ankle injected, took shots to the rib, under his underarm and his shoulder just to get out there. But people didn't want to hear that. You say they want to see 8-4 and get them tubs.
They do.
I said, okay. You say Kyrie Irving's out there. So I want to know if was he on the court? Did Brad Stevens take him out because he had surgery? Yes or no? No, he did not.
He actually, by his new standards, he played pretty well. Made 6 of 13 shots, 15 points. He made a couple shots late.
I ain't going to say nothing because that ain't none of my business. But don't look now. That old number zero from Duke, that ain't none of my business. I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Mm. You think he's the guy?
I don't know who team this is.
Yeah, and who taught him everything he knows?
I don't know.
Kobe Bean Bryant.
I don't get into all that who taught who. You know, I had a lot of great teachers along the way.
Really?
Yeah, I had a teacher, Norman Elmore.
Mm.
You know, Skip, back in the day, Skip.
Oh, I remember Norman.
Yeah. Norman Elmore, he was my English professor in college. Yeah. And you know,
I had him for advanced calculus or something.
He could, Skip. Yeah. And you know, we were getting ready to leave because he was running late.
Mm-hmm.
So we getting ready to leave, and he always come with a big load of books, and he dressed kind of just like this, Skip. Always had a sweat
like
on. Yeah, just like this. Got my Norman Elmo, Savannah State, Skip. So he see us leaving. So we turn around and see him go back in the room.
Yep.
He slammed those books down on the desk. He say, how dare you leave my classroom when I'm late?
Really?
I can teach you more in 10 minutes than any other professor can teach you in a day.
Really?
Now sit down and let's learn.
Well, let's take a shot at the rest of the faculty.
You always suck. I sat in the front. Because you know what, Skip? If you sit in the front, the women think you were smart. Because you sit in the back, they don't think you know anything. I'll sit in the front. They think you smart.
So you fooled them?
I ain't fooled them. I graduated, Skip. I did real well in school.
What's your line? You majored in?
I majored in eligibility.
Eligibility.
Yeah. But I got a degree in the process. English.
That's kind of hard to do.
You know what? I should have been an English major like you, Skip.
Really? Yeah.
No, me and writing papers didn't do well.
Yeah.
You got to write too much to be good at it.
Yeah, double major, English and history.
I ain't ask you all that, Skip. I was a history. I had a minor in history.
Yeah, cum laude. It's okay.
I graduated. Thank you, Lottie. Same thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Thank you, Lottie.
Well, you got out.
Yeah, I did.
You got out. You're here now. No
mercy. Hey guys, Jenny Taft here. More of the Undisputed podcast is on the way, but first I wanted to tell you guys about Quip. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Luckily, there's Quip, a better electric toothbrush backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. What makes Quip the ideal option?
Quip toothbrushes use sonic vibrations that are gentle enough for sensitive gums and even sensitive teeth. They come with a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when it's time to switch sides. It's perfect for me. Plus, for just $5, you can get new brush heads automatically delivered every 3 months, just like the dentist recommends, with a variety of slick colors, including my personal favorite, silver metal. Quip has something for everyone. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/undisputed right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/undisputed. Now, back to the show and get brushing. No
mercy. Rajon Rondo is eligible to come back from suspension for the Lakers tomorrow in San Antonio. Lonzo Ball has looked good in Rondo's absence, averaging about 13.6 rebounds and 6 assists in the last 3 games. So, Shannon, who should play the most minutes when Rondo comes back?
Lonzo, because I think he's earned the trust of Luke Walton. I think he's earned the trust of LeBron James.
True.
And based on what I've seen of him playing, he deserved more playing time. Now, I'm not so sure, Skip, as I mentioned earlier, that Luke Walton would have got an opportunity to have a long, long look at Lonzo in crunch time had Rondo been out. This is why starting quarterbacks don't want to miss a snap. You don't want to have the coach to have a long look at your backup. And Rondo made the mistake, he felt Chris Paul disrespect him or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But in his absence, we got an opportunity to see Lonzo. Skip, he's 20 assists, 6 turnovers, shooting 54% from the floor, 40 from 3, 8 steals. Had 5 steals last night. Mm-hmm. So he's playing the passing lanes. I don't know how you send him back to the bench. I question, at the time of the signing, why are you signing Rondo? Why are you signing this kind of quality of a backup if you believe Lonzo is your guy?
Yep.
This made no sense to me. It only complicated matters in my eyes. But for me, I don't see how Luke Walton can go back and sit Lonzo down and have him coming off the bench with as well as he's played. I believe he's earned more minutes. I believe he's earned the right to be into the starting lineup, and he's growing. He needs to play, Skip. Look, Rondo is Rondo. But do you believe Rondo is your future, or do you believe Lonzo is your future? That's the question. And
that was the question I asked the day they acquired Rondo. What are you doing? Where are you going with this? Because what was the key development to the game? Back to your mistrip double point. What happened last night? What was the sea change for the Lakers? Mm-hmm. LeBron basically played point guard the whole night.
He did.
He was on the floor. He orchestrated. He made it all happen with the ball in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does best. He's still the best point guard in basketball because he's the best passer in basketball.
Right.
You know who's in his league as a passer? That kid named Lonzo. Mm-hmm. On just rare gift, being able to see it, feel it, anticipate it. Last night I sat back. I think I tweeted this at one point. You're watching two rare passers on the same team. And they're vibing off each other because they have such high regard for each other's passing gift and vision that – Lonzo loves, LeBron loves Lonzo.
He does.
He just loves to just feel him and see him and sort of communicate with eye contact with him. So I kept thinking, what are you doing? Because they love Brandon Ingram last year bringing the ball up the court.
That's another question. What are you going to do with Brandon Ingram?
I don't know because I like them the way they're playing right now. I don't want to see him upset this apple cart because the apple cart is rolling, man. And so Rondo The best thing that could have happened to this year's Los Angeles Lakers was that Rondo spat at CP3.
Yes.
That was a turning point for everything that came after that.
Right.
Because once he's gone, all of a sudden it clarified. I kept using the word. The whole rotation clarified. And Brandon Ingram out clarified. I'm not the biggest Brandon Ingram fan. I know LeBron was raving about him
and
high ceiling. Seriously, do you like Kuzma better or – Brandon Ingram. I like Kuzma, just on his guts and his...
You know what I like, Skip, about Lonzo? Is that Lonzo can play off the ball better than I thought he could. Rondo can't play off the ball. Rondo needs the ball to be effective.
He needs it. He wants to be the quarterback.
Right. And like you said, last night, LeBron was exclusively
the point forward.
Yeah. And Lonzo, as we said all last year, he's just unselfish to a fault. Like, you want him to be in attack mode.
Right.
But he's more empowered with LeBron because LeBron's pulled him aside, you know, on practice and say, just if I give you the basketball, if
shoot
I cross court, you just shoot it or
shoot
go
it.
With it.
Shoot
or fake
yep.
it and drive
yep.
it.
Yep.
And when you drive it, don't look to dish. Look to,
right.
to score it.
Right.
And he can. He's 6 feet, 7 inches tall. But I know what LeBron loves the most about him because he's talked about after the game. He said he's got some of the quickest hands in the league.
He does.
Well, he just does. And it's just a gift. You can't coach it or teach
no.
it. I don't think LeVar taught it to him. He just was born with it.
Dude, he picked the dude. He picked the starting point guard in the backcourt.
He did. He picked
flat
him.
Picked him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
And he does it with a straight face.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's just like.
Yeah. So what? I swiped it.
Yep.
But like I said, I agree with you. It's going to be hard for Luke Walton to go back to Rondo because, as you said, it's been clarified. What? Because we're going to have to see this all the time. Rondo was going to start. He was going to get his plan. And when the rubber needed to meet the road, Rondo was going to be in there. So now what we've seen is that Lonzo can stand up to the pressure of being in a tight ball game. Now, regular season and playoff is something entirely different. But we'll cross that bridge once we get to a place that there is a bridge. We don't need to cross it now, Skip. But I believe,
you know what?
Lonzo.
Hey, Lonzo Ball's been on such a huge stage.
Yeah.
Not maybe LeBron's stage from
right.
age 18, but has there been a bigger stage since LeBron's stage than this kid's stage? With his father
right.
painting a target on his
right.
back last year saying he's better than Steph Curry? All of a sudden, his father disappeared. I'm happy for that because all of a sudden, the kid is becoming a man right before your very
right.
eyes. He's able, without his father just heaping, you know, pouring pressure on him, every night,
but
he's starting to become a basketball player.
But he's the most unassuming. If you look at all the point guards, all of them have fire and passion.
Yep.
You look at Isaiah, you look at Magic, you look at Russ, you look at John Wall. Look at all the point guards.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Chris Paul. Look at all these guys. He's don't.
Mm-hmm.
Gone back down
he's
the court.
Hey,
he just gone.
No,
oh, yeah, you got it gone.
Never changed his expression.
None of that in your face. None of that. He missed a layup. He powers through somebody, Skip. He ain't give you the all muscles. What you see is what you get, guys.
Five steals last night.
Five.
Eight assists last night.
Mm-hmm.
Six more rebounds. I've told you before, I was saying this last year, as he matures physically, could someday he average a triple-double? Yeah, he could. Because
mm-hmm.
Now, it'll be in the teens. He'll average 15 points. You know, 11 rebounds and 12 assists, something like that.
Yeah.
But again, could he do Jason Kidd triple doubles
yeah.
for all year? Yeah, he could.
Yeah. And the thing is, Skip, they should be a top five assist team because you always going to have three great ball handlers on the court at any given time. And at least two. Rondo can handle the ball. LeBron can handle the ball. Lonzo can handle the ball. All of those guys are high assist guys.
Mm.
So you should be in the mid-20s mm. on every given night.
Yep.
And if catch you just right, like Phoenix, you should be in the 30s. But they have a lot of guys that can initiate offense. Kuzma can take it off and go. Josh Hart. Lance Stevenson. Dance, I say. Lance, can I have this dance? Oh, he was dancing with a skill. He was playing that guitar. You know, I hated that guitar last year when he was in Indiana. But he was doing a... You remember that play, Skip? He feeling good about himself. He lost the ball. He got it back.
He
lost it again. Got it back. And then threw up a shot at one of the refs to bail him out. Ref said, nah, get up. But he was unbelievable last night. But I believe Lonzo should be moved into the starting lineup until further.
So what shocked me on opening night at Portland was that Luke Walton made sure that Lonzo got 19 minutes. Now, Rondo played 32 minutes
right.
at Portland, and he was good.
Mm-hmm.
He was driving force.
Right.
But 19 minutes for Lonzo, remember, coming off arthroscopic surgery,
right.
and so he had some minutes restriction. But then against the Rockets in the fateful brawl game, it was 30 minutes for Rondo to 26 for Lonzo. And remember, he got tossed, so he didn't get to finish.
Right.
He might have had 34 minutes because that was 4:13 left.
Remember, Luke Walton said Lonzo was going to play somewhere between 10 and 30 minutes a night.
He did? Well, I'm voting for 30.
He was 33 last. He was a little over 33 last night.
Why not? Which brings us to the quandary that will get dumped on Luke Walton's head. How do you keep Rondo happy just as a pure backup? I just don't think
when he get that direct deposit,
yeah.
he should be happy.
I don't know.
We tried to win games.
I don't think he's built like that.
Well, guess what? He gonna be built like that.
Yep.
Because we're not listen. The guy's earned playing time, Skip. He's shown he can do it. And he can play off the ball. Because, I mean, What is Rondo going to do if you're going to allow LeBron to be the point forward moving forward? Mm-hmm. And I believe a lot of it will be him being the point forward. What does Rondo do? He doesn't play well off the ball.
And he doesn't play all that well on the other end either.
No.
And Lonzo can really D up, man.
Yes.
And their commitment to defense at Phoenix and last night, it was pretty impressive.
And you know what I like, Skip? Mm. When LeBron James checked back in the ball game, I don't know if you noticed this because you don't have one of them old 4K OLED. I got one of them old. What did LeBron do? He pointed at Joker. I got him.
Oh, did he?
I got him.
Well, he's just going to have to guard him. It's not like he's going to take him to the hole.
Don't do that, Skip. Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah. The mere fact you say he doesn't play anybody, and what did Joker do?
Well, it's just his man. He's pointing like, I got the five.
I got him. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
I got him.
Yeah, did you see what Joker did to JaVale about five times?
He do nothing.
Back him down, then just joke with him.
Yeah, but JaVale ain't got no bricks in his pocket.
Okay.
Well, but LeBron got bricks in his pocket.
He's got some bricks.
Yeah, LeBron. You see LeBron when he be on the Instagram? On the gram?
Yeah, I think he got on the vibrator.
No, don't do that, Skip. Don't do that. Why are you doing that?
Michael B was there.
No. I mean, LeBron.
Hooked him right up.
Skip.
Yep.
Why you keep on?
Good. It's all right.
You act like you the only one that work out.
I didn't say he didn't work out.
Work out hard, too.
He needs a little help.
He don't need no help. That's God-given. Turnip green. Cornbread. You see, I mean, Savannah be putting that spread together. I saw the other night they had baked chicken and green beans, all that good old stuff.
Then have a little wine and a cigar, and you're good for the night.
Yes, right? With a fire pit. I think I'm going to crank my fire pit up tonight.
Are you really?
I might just do that.
It's going to be a party tonight.
Come on, hey. You know we celebrating, Skip Bayless.
He still has a full bar right here.
Oh, yeah.
You skipped a whole bottle?
Yeah. That's that 1942 right there.
Full bar's down here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing for you, Skip.
No mercy.
LeBron and his squad faced an undefeated Nuggets team last night, one day after getting their first win of the year. Now, Kobe was sitting courtside, and LeBron put on a show. He had his first triple-double as a Laker, finishing with 28 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. They trailed by as many as 8 in the fourth, but came back to win. Now, take a listen to LeBron on the team's big night.
Absolutely. I mean, it's my first home win as a Laker, my first triple-double as a Laker. I felt if we didn't get this win tonight, it'd probably take us off national televised games. it's a good win. It's anytime you're able to do, good things individually with that results in wins, that's what's important to me. When it results in a win, I think our crowd has been great, in our home game so far, and they were great again tonight.
Now, Shannon, I think I know your response from the display already, but how impressive were your Lakers last night?
It was very impressive.
What does that mean?
You remember Lance? You saw Lance, old Lance, Guitar Stevenson. Okay. He hit me them threes, he started picking that guitar, Skip. Mm-hmm. Skip, you know this was impressive. We downplayed what they did against the Phoenix Suns because we know they're not a very good basketball
team. You downplayed. I didn't.
I doubt you absolutely.
Don't do we.
Oh, okay. Downplayed that win because I realized Phoenix isn't a very good basketball team. So they were supposed to win that game. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to win the game in the fashion in which they won that game. Mm-hmm. We were going to get a test, and I told you. Mm-hmm. I told Sartre right here on this yesterday. I say, not only are they going to win, got my case of due, we back under double
nine. You owe me nine.
And
there's also another pending bet that I'll talk about later. But go
ahead. I also told you he was going to go on a date with who, Skip? Miss Trip Dub. And lo and behold, Kobe was in attendance. Michael B. Jordan was in attendance. And guess who was sitting front row with ketchup bottom shoes on, Alex? Old Miss Trip Dub.
Mm.
Yeah, she made the trip from Cleveland. I think she's going to relocate. She's living up here in Brentwood somewhere. Mm. But anyway, that was very impressive, Skip, because I think we learned a lot about this team. And I think Luke stumbled on some things that he probably would not have had Rondo not got suspended, had the Brandon Ingram not got suspended. We learned Lance Stephenson, he's going to be playing in crunch time, Skip. Mm-hmm. He played big. He plays well with LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Hart, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Kyle Kuzma's growing up, Skip. Mm-hmm. These young guns, they playing down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, when things come back, I don't know how that's going to shake out. But mm-hmm. we'll cross that bridge mm-hmm. once we get to the bridge that needs to be crossed.
Mm-hmm.
JaVale McGee has been JaVale McGee. Skip, he's been unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they envision him to protect the rim, But what he's giving them on a nightly basis, mm-hmm. hustles. He's trying to block everything, and what he doesn't block, he goaltend. But I'm cool with that. As long as he's going to continue to hustle, I can live whatever with whatever JaVale McGee mm-hmm. gives me. But LeBron, all I just need Kuzma and JaVale. Mm-hmm. Don't mess up those assists. Mm-hmm. They too beautiful. Skip, mm-hmm. you saw he make that pass to Kuz and Kuz blew it. Skip, you saw it. Tell me what you were going through your mind when you saw
it. Is it my turn?
No, it's okay. Not your turn. I didn't ask you a question. I asked you what was going through your mind. I want you to answer when it's your turn to speak. Right now, it's still my turn. Let me heap praise on the man, Skip, because you keep talking about, oh, he missed that shot. Kobe Bryant would have never missed free
throws. He wouldn't have. No.
Yes, he did, but he did. He missed two against Portland. But I don't want to talk about Kobe. This is LeBron's night. Again, Skip, 11 assists with two turnovers. You notice he has, in the last two games, 21 assists and two turnovers. Wow. I like that ratio. You like that, Skip?
1 for 5 from three last night? Is that right?
Hold on. You're right, Skip. He was 1 for 5 from the three-point line.
What's he for the year? Help me out.
But he was 10 of 17. He was 10 of 17 from the field.
But what about three?
He's shooting like 17%.
17, 5 of 29?
Dude, let me ask you a question. I bet you I bet you a case of he doesn't shoot that for the whole year.
So I would hope not. Boy, that might be the boldest bet you've ever made.
Before I turn it over to you, mm-hmm. Skip, you and I both know LeBron has not shot the ball well from outside. Mm. And he's averaging 26-9-9. Mm. You know it's gonna come. You know that outside shot's gonna start falling, Skip Bayless. And you know what that means, right?
I don't know.
Trouble. Western Conference.
Huh. Really? Are you back on the bandwagon after you moonwalked your prediction?
I told you.
You were talking 55, then it fell all the way down to 51, then it fell to 48.
No.
It was like 48 for a while. Yeah, then he said, okay, I'll go back up to 51.
51 and the third seed.
Yeah.
And you keep talking to me.
You want to go up to 55?
You keep talking.
I'll let you go to 55 for three cases right now.
I tell you what.
You want it?
Skip, if you keep poking me, you're going to make me pick him in the number two seed.
Do you want
it? Now, you keep on doing that. Now, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone for the time being. But if you keep on, you leave me no choice.
Well, I'm not going to leave alone all the phony baloney you just spewed about what really happened last night because I don't know, I got to get a new TV.
You do.
I saw a whole different game.
What'd you see?
I saw the strangest thing happen with 6:55 left in the game. Maybe you fell asleep.
I watched the game in its entirety. I was
on the edge of my seat because I thought with 6:55 left in the game, I had me one more case of Diet Mountain Dew. I thought I was going to be up 11 cases because it was 6:55. Guess who left the basketball game in a shock? Strangely. Inexplicably, LeBron James went to the bench with 6:55 left, and they were down 7, then immediately went to down 8. Mm-hmm. So effectively, they're down 8, and Luke Walton says, come on over here and sit by me. Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
LeBron James? I got to tell you, I thought that was I surrender. I thought that was we waved the white flag.
No.
They were playing back-to-back, even though LeBron didn't play the fourth quarter at Phoenix. Mm-mm. And I thought, well, he's in year 16. Luke senses all is lost. And I'm thinking, he just gave up on this basketball game. Wouldn't you think that?
No.
Wouldn't you think
no.
that? When would LeBron James, the quote-unquote best player on the planet, ever come out of a game in which they trail by 8 with 6:55
left? The new LeBron. I told you he's going to manage
LeBron.
His minutes.
Yes. Really? Oh, they're going to manage minutes?
Yes.
That's unmanaging the whole basketball game. That's just saying, we surrender. We're done. Thank you very much.
That's also LeBron saying, hey, guys, I trust you. I trust you wholeheartedly.
He was not saying that.
That's what he was saying.
I think he exited stage left for the rest of the night.
No, he didn't.
And over on the side, Kobe's sitting over there thinking, there is no way I'm coming out of this game at this point because I'm going to win this game at this point.
And that's what he did.
But LeBron sat for 3 long minutes and help me out. What happened in those 3 minutes?
Lance.
Make him dance, Lance.
Yeah.
He happened again. He happened just like he happened at Phoenix. Lance Stephenson took over the basketball game. He took over the TNT network nationally. I'm sitting back in my chair saying, no, not again, not again, not again. Three, boom. And then I said, it's happening. Then driving layup. All of a sudden, he scored 8 straight points, and I look up, and the game is tied. Thanks to Make 'em Dance Lance. That's what LeBron called him after the game.
Yeah.
Make 'em Dance
Lance. Oh,
he'd
be out there dancing.
What? You're kidding me. He's stealing balls. He's assisting. He's just dominating the floor. Make 'em Dance Lance. And guess who played all 12 minutes of the fourth quarter? Make them dance, Lance did. He was the only player on either team who played all 12 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Yep.
LeBron played 8 minutes and 54 seconds. Lance played all 12 minutes of the fourth quarter because he's the new Laker closer.
Stop it. See,
he's the closer.
Why do you do that?
I've never seen anything like this before. It was all about Lance Stephenson. So when LeBron comes back in, the game is tied. And what happens immediately? Mr. Sharp. Lance Stephenson makes like a, almost, it felt like a full court pass, a half court pass, beautifully on the button to LeBron. And he's just left wide open, streaking for a touchdown.
Yeah.
It's like a lay-in. It's just, it's an unguarded lay-in that gives them the lead. And I'm saying, that's it, ball game. And LeBron had what to do with that run? Like next to nothing. He just made the layup that gave him the lead.
See,
seriously?
Why, hold on.
Seriously?
Why do you take? Why?
I'm just telling you the truth of what happened last night. And Denver was just knocked on its heels, reeling. And then they said, "We surrender." Denver Nuggets surrendered to Lance Stephenson.
Alex, if you don't mind, mind asking me that question.
Lord have mercy.
Ask me the question. What you ask?
How impressed were you with your Lakers last
night? Well, how did you deduct out of that? What did that have to do with LeBron? You take an opportunity to say how impressive were the Lakers to try and take a shot at LeBron.
Look, but let me ask about timeout? You went first on this show.
Yes, I did.
And now I think that the floor is mine, and I don't think I relinquished it because I'm just getting started here. Without Lance Stephenson, the Lakers would be 1-4.
You can't definitively say that?
I can make a case that they would be 0-5 because he turned around the Phoenix game. They probably would have come back to win. But Phoenix has talent. And if you let Phoenix get a little foothold and a little confidence, and you let Devin Booker start cooking and DeAndre Ayton start dominating inside, I don't know. They're going to beat some teams this year. You mark my words on that.
I don't think.
But Lance just knocked them back on their keisters.
But you said Lance started a make them dance Lance. Mm-hmm. You said, okay, he scored 8 straight points.
He
and
did.
The game was tied. In order to score 8 straight points and the game to be tied, what must happen on the other end, Skip Bayless? LeBron James mentioned, we got stops.
They were getting
stops. You got to get stops. So
I don't think that had much to do with LeBron James.
No, it did not, Skip, but it gives them confidence. And this is a lot of time. If you look at LeBron, Skip, he played under 35 minutes. When was the last time in a close ball game that LeBron James played 35 minutes or less?
Thank you. You're making my case.
Yes.
They won the basketball game without LeBron. Seriously. Well, no, they did.
So let me ask you a
question. They're down 8 when he goes to the bench.
So
why would you pull LeBron at that point?
If you don't mind me asking. So
is it over?
If LeBron.
You're not answering my question.
What do you mean?
Why would you pull him at that point?
Because Luke.
Does he need rest with 6:55 left in a game? I don't know.
Luke Walton said they're going to do everything they can to keep LeBron James' minutes down. You called him a liar. You said, good luck with that.
Well, I do, but I couldn't believe LeBron would submit to it. Like, I would think he just
Wait a minute. See, now here's the thing. Oof. When LeBron, you say LeBron coaches, LeBron doesn't listen to anybody.
Well, apparently last night, for the first time ever, he listened.
Now he listening for the first time.
Maybe he was gassed. Maybe he's a little, I told you the other day, is he smoking too many cigars? Is he drinking too much Henny and
No, he drank wine.
I know he drinks wine, but it's too much. I mean, if he's Iron Man, if he's the guy I think he is, if he's the quote-unquote best player on the planet, there's no way you come out at 6:55 and you sit for 3 minutes.
Yes.
That's like eternity in a game that close.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which means it was 3:55, which means the game didn't end with him on the bench. So let me ask you this. If LeBron James does not play a minute last night, do the Lakers win the game against the Denver
obviously
Nuggets?
Obviously, he's a really
okay
good player.
Then. So you can't say he had nothing to do with the win.
The game was virtually over when he went out. And especially if you go out and you're the best player on the floor, then the game should be way over because your teammates should say, that's it.
Why? They getting paid?
The coach just took the best player
out. Okay.
You're down 8 with 6:55.
But he goes to show me, I love it. Because they're saying we're more than just the best player.
Oh,
and
so
that's what
they
wanted
say,
to
we don't really need the best player? Well, I'm serious. That's what it came across.
No, it did not come across.
Why would LeBron need to rest for 3 minutes?
It doesn't. See,
he
there you
come
go.
Back in until 3:55.
Listen, Dr. Phil, you don't need to psychoanalyze everything that LeBron does. He went to the bench for 3 minutes.
This isn't psychoanalysis.
Yes, it is.
It's a fact. It's just, how do you explain it? When has he ever done this in his career? Seriously, go back and you find me one because you won't be able to.
Yeah.
He just doesn't do that.
Oh.
Even if the coach, if David Blatt had dared
Well, we don't have respect for David Blatt.
Listen, here's what would have happened. If David Blatt had dared to try to send in a sub for LeBron James with 6:55 down 8 at home, David Blatt would be history right after the game. He would be fired.
We'd have gave David Blatt the big phone finger, middle finger, if he'd have tried to slow up.
I agree, but Luke got away with
because
it.
Because we have respect for Coach Walton. That's what we call him, Coach Walton.
Coach Walton?
Yep.
I think LeBron just needed a blow,
No, he did not need to skip. Stop doing this. Embrace it. Yeah. It's going to happen. We're going to get these 50-plus wins. Mm-hmm. We're going to be the third seed, and I'm going to be sitting over here keying on a regular basis.
You want to go two seed?
This is a sign of things to come. There are signs. You know, you watch it. I ain't trying to speak nothing into existence, but the universe is starting to align for me.
Yep. And then how about the best clutch three-point shooter on this team emerging is – I say, Lonzo Ball. Are you believing this? Lonzo Ball, right before your eyes, in his second year in the NBA, he is becoming a man. And when it is time to shoot a three with conviction to change a basketball game like he did at Portland when he cut it to one with 8 minutes left, last night he stepped into that, and that was the dagger. That was the clutch dagger.
He didn't step into it. He stepped back
you're right, but it's effectively stepping into it because he stepped back and then said, I got this.
I don't know, Skip.
I can just see his body language. When he shoots it like he means it, I just say, that's in.
I don't think when they broke the huddle, Luke Walton had drew up a play and said, Lonzo, we want you to go one-on-one with Jokic, but we want you to step back from 29. I don't think that's the play, but give Lonzo credit because he stepped up. But like we talked about, Skip, when he misses, the ball goes somewhere in Bakersfield.
It does.
But when he's it's swishing. I mean, ain't no bouncing around. Ain't no rattling. It's swish.
There's no in-between. It's either air ball or swish. And you can just tell by the way he launches it.
Yes.
Like, if there's a little hesitation, like, really?
Yeah.
Should I shoot this? Look out. Look out below, because it's going to go right or left. But when you just see his body language, when he catches it in rhythm, even if he has to step back.
But he's
shooting 41% from three. And guess who? What he shot in college and used to ridicule me when I bring up 41%. At UCLA. Well, he's right there. So maybe he figured it back out. You know, that shot looks different to me. It's launched from the right side of his face.
We're five games in. Mm-hmm. Can we get a little bit more than five games?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you're the one who's already going two seed off last night. You're jumping to a new conclusion.
I said we're going to be three seed before I even saw it, before they even pumped the basketballs up.
Yeah, but after the last preseason game, you said, I'm sorry, I got to walk this back.
I still, Skip. You and I both know this. In today's game, you must be able to shoot the three ball consistently. They don't shoot that shot well. You're not going to continuously average 70-plus points in the paint. Mm-hmm. You have to have that many points and that many fast break points, because when you don't shoot well, that means you're going to be somewhere around 50 for the game. Mm-hmm. Well, we know they're not winning a game with 50 points. So they must get out and run. They must get points in the paint because they don't shoot the ball from behind the arc. Mm-hmm. They don't shoot the ball mid-range very well. But LeBron, I mean, Skip, think about this. LeBron James is a career 54-55%. He's shooting 48%. Now, 48% for most people that play to win are unbelievable. Mm-hmm. If I told you, you know what, I'm going to let you shoot 48% for the season, you're going to have 26-9-9. I want it right now. But LeBron James said, no, not me, because I'm better than that. Mm. I'm better than that, Skip Bayless.
Well, I hope he's better than 5 of 29 from 3. I hope.
Well, that ain't one game.
You know, maybe he took that little break. Did he have to go catch Michael B. Jordan because he needed a little vibranium? I don't know.
We don't worry about that.
Is it possible?
Me and LeBron.
Is it possible?
I'm okay.
He needs a new supply. No. Michael B., he cornered the market, didn't he?
You know what, Skip Bayless? I'm going to catch up with LeBron before we get out of town. You know, he drank that good stuff. I got some Opus on.
Do you?
Yeah, in my wine cell at the crib.
Right, yeah.
But you know what, Skip? I'm not sharing anything else with you because, you know, you don't appreciate greatness.
You know, I do appreciate greatness in JaVale McGee because I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah.
Can you explain him to me? Because I'm seeing things on a nightly basis where I say, who is that guy?
Yeah,
I've never seen it in his career. I've seen little glimpses here and there, and then I've seen boneheaded this and that. And I say, well, I'm
going to have a couple of those.
Okay, he might, but he was 21-7 last night. The 7's not great, but do you realize I know we're only five games in, he's leading the NBA in blocks?
Yeah.
He leads the NBA in blocks, JaVale McGee.
Yes.
He's averaging 17-7. How do you do that? If you told me JaVale McGee could even average double figures at 10, I'd say, wow, that's pretty good.
But if you think about it, Skip, He shot one fewer shot than LeBron. Now, we expect LeBron to get up somewhere between 16 and 20 shots a night. We do not expect JaVale McGee to get up 16 shots. We expect JaVale McGee to get putbacks, alley-oops. That's what JaVale McGee does. But they're running plays for him. They'll throw it down to him on the block. And
he's shooting hook shots.
Yeah, you see him throw the sky hook like Kareem.
What?
I say, get him, Reed.
What? What is this?
I keep saying this on a morningly basis. I come in here and I say, I'm really liking this Laker team. This team is better than I thought it would be because the kids aren't afraid to play with LeBron. No, usually, not. What happened last year in Cleveland? Jordan Clarkson, Rodney Hood, what happened? They shrink at the sight of LeBron.
Yeah.
And then they get on big stage. And I know the stage isn't that big yet because we're obviously not near the end of the season or the playoffs. But on a big national TNT stage, did Kyle Kuzma look scared last night?
No.
Did he look like he was deferring to LeBron? Did Josh Hart defer to LeBron? It's like they got the greenest lights. They just go for it. It's like they're LeBron.
Kuz getting his shots up.
Huh?
Kuzma getting his shots up.
He's always going to get his shots up.
He might lead the team in shots.
But does anybody look sideways at LeBron like, is this okay to shoot this shot? Because last year in the playoffs, Jordan Clarkson, Rodney Hood are looking like, is this okay?
That moment.
You okay with this?
Get that moment.
Huh? They just shoot it. JaVale just shoots it.
But we're going to fight.
By the way, Lonzo just shoots it. What is this?
It's something about, because you remember in the regular season, Jordan Clarkson was just shooting it. And Rodney Hood was just shooting it.
Shooting the lights out.
And then all of a sudden, we got the playoffs, and then all of a sudden, they
I know, but this is the flip side. It looks like they're all just lighting up around LeBron. Right?
That's what he does, Skip. Huh. He gives you the confidence.
It's like they're all his sons, you know, like they're all Bronny.
Yeah.
They're all like Bronny juniors.
LeBron is to this generation player what Michael Jordan was.
That is true.
So
okay, but there's no intimidation in the mere presence of LeBron. They're feeding off it.
Yeah.
They're trying to out LeBron. Right. Seriously.
But you know, when guys want to play well, Skip. You know, guys got on the court with Jordan. They didn't want to let him down. They knew the expectations of what he expected.
But there were no kids on the court with Michael Jordan.
No.
They were all veterans who knew how to play because he was surrounded by experience,
almost
savvy.
Almost every guy, Skip, today's game is one and done or two and done. All those guys that played with Jordan, those guys went at least 3 years. The majority of them played all 4 years. So they were already 22 years old. These guys are 20. Lonzo Ball is in his second year. He's 20. Brandon Ingram's what, 21 in his third year. So this is where we are now. And so LeBron is like a father. Like, hey, bro, I got y'all ready. Go on out there and take on the world. We ready for this.
I'll just sit over here and watch.
Don't do that, Skip. See, there you go. See, why you got to ruin every conversation?
I didn't ruin it.
You didn't tell no truth.
Well, let's look at the positive. It usually takes a couple games to settle in, and it looks like the Lakers and LeBron are finally settling in.
Yes.
And it's going to be fun to watch.
No mercy.
Now, Paul George chose to re-sign with the Thunder last July instead of signing with the Lakers, but he keeps talking about LeBron. George was asked if it was difficult to play with Russell Westbrook, and he made a comparison to LeBron. He told ESPN the magazine, quote, LeBron is the best player in our league, but some people have a hard time playing with him. So, Shannon, what did you make of this comment?
Well, my thing is that, okay, I understand you want to praise Russell and say Russell is a great teammate, and it's difficult to play with Russ. Yeah, sure. And he could have easily said, my thing is, Skip, why does he have to bring up LeBron? Yeah, you know why it's most difficult to play with LeBron? Because it's for LeBron, it's championship or bust. There are very few players, Skip, that we expected to be in the finals, and that was the expectations they had for themselves. Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson. It's different. There were other great players. Karl Malone and Charles Barkley and Patrick Ewing. But Skip, it wasn't NBA Finals or bust. That's what it is for LeBron James. It's NBA Finals and bust. It's also hard playing with Paul George. You know how I know? Because David West took $11 million pay cut to get up out of Indy and go play for San Antonio for a better chance to win a title. That's what we do know.
But that's not because he hated playing with him. He just didn't think he could get home with him.
Oh, I mean, really?
That's not what we're talking about.
I'm saying, look, why can't you make your argument, Skip? I felt, Skip, when I got let go by CBS, I felt I could do the job as good as other people that had jobs. You didn't hear me say, well, he got a job. I could do a job better than him. They didn't ask me about them. They asked me how I felt about getting let go. They didn't ask him about LeBron, but if you notice, he keeps bringing up the Lakers. Well, I was going to sign with the Lakers had I not gotten traded to OKC. I really thought about going home. He keeps bringing that up. They done moved on, bro. You happy, they're happy. Mm-hmm. I'm just the guy. They ask you about Russ and the difficulties of why it's difficult to play with Russ, or why some deem it, why he's deemed difficult to play with. Say why it's not difficult to play with him. Say it's difficult playing with any superstar. You ain't got to brag up Bron. Bron's special. Bron in the category of life.
Did he lie about LeBron?
That's not the issue.
That is the
issue.
He just told the truth.
No,
he's saying, well, you're condemning Russ. What about the best player on the planet?
They didn't ask you about that, like you just told me. That's not what we're talking about.
Well, you always change the subject when I'm arguing with you, and you try to deflect blame by saying, well, what about that?
No, I don't do that.
And Paul George is saying, well, what about him? What about the guy I chose not to play with in L.A.? What about the guy that Kyrie said, I don't want any more of him. I got to get out. Yeah, I got to get my own show.
Yeah, he got his own show. How long did that show last?
Well, we'll
until
see.
Jason Tatum showed up. He had a very short run, Skip.
Okay, well, we'll see how that works out. But the point is, the reports are that Kawhi Leonard and Jimmy Butler do not want to play with LeBron James. Why is that?
Because, Skip, most of these guys want their own team. You're not going to LeBron. Let me ask you, name the player that could have joined Larry Bird or Magic Johnson or Michael Jordan, joined them in their prime, and they're in their prime, and now all of a sudden they get co-billing or top billing. Okay. Name the player. None.
Okay. So here's what this boils down to. If you're playing with Russell Westbrook, Russell Westbrook, if you lose, is always going to get most of the blame, if not all of the blame.
Right.
If you're playing with LeBron James and you're the second star or the co-star with LeBron, you are always going to get the blame if you lose. Always. Why is that? Because the media protects and loves LeBron James. The media is always skeptical of Russell Westbrook. Am I right about that? And why are they skeptical? Because Kevin Durant said, I can't take Russ anymore. I can't win a championship with him as my primary ball handler and decision maker.
But how do you blame a guy that probably might score 40 points, have 13 rebounds with 9 assists, shoot 60% from the floor, and you lose by 15? How do you blame that guy? When your other co-star, like you said, you remember Paul George in game 5, the closeout game?
6. You mean the one they got closed out in Utah?
Yes. Game 6?
Oh, do
I? Game 5.
I think it was game 6.
Game 5, they only won one game.
Okay, but whatever. It's the one where he went, where's all my numbers here? He went 2-for-16. Mm. He didn't score a field goal for the last 3.5 quarters of that game. Russ went warrior in the third quarter and scored 20 points, had 46 for the game. But did Paul George get
blamed? No, they blamed Russ.
Okay, they blame Russ.
Yeah, exactly.
You're shooting too much and you came up.
Exactly. And that's what Paul George wants. Because Paul George wants. Because see, guess what, Skip? When he was in Indiana, who got blamed when they had that 25-point lead and they lost to the Cavs and LeBron came roaring back? Yep. Who had the lead and he didn't take the last shot and they ended up getting swept? Who got blamed? So now he has cover. It wasn't the fact he wanted cover. He has cover from Russ. He has cover. If he went to LeBron, he has cover. No,
and he's in a small market. It's Oklahoma City. So is the local media going to crush George Paul for when he comes up empty? Nope. They're not going
to
do it.
Because they only got 2 superstars.
Well,
and they want to talk to both of them. They don't want to hear from anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't beat him up too bad or he won't talk to you.
That is exactly right.
But, LeBron, Skip, he makes your job so easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Skip, it's like having anything with somebody like, hey, babe, would you like a plate? Would you like me to wash your linen? Would you want me to go to the grocery?
You mean the media's job?
No. I'm just saying when you have a nice partner like that. Bron is that nice partner. What
did I tell you from the start about why did Paul George choose not to go home, because he's from the L.A. area, and play with LeBron James? It's too hard.
Yeah!
He doesn't want that pressure.
I don't blame him.
Why wouldn't he stay in Oklahoma City? I love Oklahoma City. I grew up there, but it's a small market. It's a little quieter there, and he can be Russ's co-star, and there's no real pressure.
No repercussions. Yeah, okay. Skip, I like that pressure. Don't
What did I always tell? Why did I call him George Paul? Because he's not an alpha. He's a complimentary star at best. In Indiana, he was supposed to be the guy, and David West said, he's not the guy.
I mean, but normally, Skip, even the great backup, the backup singers want to be lead. You know, Morris Day was on the drums.
He was.
But they brought him to the front. Teddy Pendergrass. It was Hal Melvin and the Blue Nose featuring Teddy P. Teddy said, forget that featuring. I want to lead.
Okay, but Paul George is not that guy.
Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you then. So
he doesn't want to sing.
It's going to be difficult playing with any great player when you're not that guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be difficult, Skip. But the really good ones, they want that pressure, but they also understand. Was it the John Elway was my quarterback for 9 years. Was it difficult to play with him, Skip? Yes, because he's very, very demanding. Mm-hmm. But he made my job so much easier, although I didn't know it at the time. I just thought this is what everybody did. Mm-hmm. Put the ball in the middle of my chest and tell me to get up in my shadow. That's what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He throw it on my right. He wants me to go right. Throw it left. He wants me to go left. Until all of a sudden, I didn't play with John Elway.
Okay.
And he throwing it with
the what does LeBron James do? When you least expect it, he's going to tell the media, we're top heavy as you know what.
There you go.
What? That means I need more help. He's going to say it.
Why are you talking about LeBron? This was Paul George.
He's talking about LeBron.
And you're talking about LeBron, too. You just like Paul George. No
mercy. Support for Undisputed comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Let's talk about buying a home. It can be one of the most important purchases you'll ever make. But today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, which can turn a great experience into an anxious one. That's why Quicken Loans created their exclusive power buying process. Here's how it works. They check your income, assets, and credit to give you a verified approval. This gives you the strength of a cash buyer, making your offer more attractive to sellers. Once verified, you qualify for their exclusive Rate Shield approval. They'll lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. Then, once you've found the one, if rates have gone up, your rate stays the same. But if rates have gone down, you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. It's the kind of thinking you'd expect from America's largest mortgage lender. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/undisputed. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply. Based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030. No
mercy. The Texans are red hot right now. They won their fifth straight last night, blowing out the Dolphins. Deshaun Watson had a great night with 5 touchdown passes and 0 interceptions. 2 of the TDs went to DeAndre Hopkins, who said after the game, quote, I think we've got the best offense in the NFL, but they may have lost Will Fuller for the season with a torn ACL. So, Shannon, how far can the Texans go?
I believe they'll win the division. They'll get a home playoff game. But the thing is, Skip, they're going to either probably end up playing Pittsburgh, the Ravens, or the Chargers. All of those teams pose a serious, serious threat to the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. Because we don't know which team we're going to get on a given Sunday. We're going to get this team, Deshaun Watson, 5 touchdowns. He had more touchdown passes than incompletion. The defense is what's puzzling to me, Skip, is because when you have a defense in the front 7, you have J.J. Watt, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. We have Jadeveon Clowney, the number 1 overall pick, who's a Pro Bowl All-Pro player. And you have Whitten Merciless, who's a double-digit sack guy. Mm-hmm. You would think they would get more hits on the quarterback. They would create more havoc, more pressure on the quarterback. And I don't see it. They're stretches, and you're like, bruh, is J.J. Watt in the game? Is Clowney in the game? Is Merciless?
You're the one who loves J.J. Watt.
Oh, I still think he's unbelievable. Now, he'll flash from time to time. You saw him last night.
He did.
He'd swim, and he'd catch you napping, and he'll get you. But I just don't think consistently, and I think the teams that they could possibly face, the Chargers, look, they're not going to face the Dolphins. You nor I thought the Dolphins was as good as their 3-0 record indicated. I know what Ryan Tannehill is. I've been known what Brock Osweiler was. Mm-hmm. And so I was never bought into them.
Yep.
But the Chargers pose a serious threat offensively. The Steelers, we know what they represent offensively. And even the Ravens, Skip, we haven't seen a Joe Flacco throw the ball like this in the regular season. Now, he's playing like postseason Joe Flacco. Mm-hmm. That's a serious problem. And we know what the Ravens do defensively. So, and Chargers will get Joey Bosa back. How far can they go? I believe they'll win this division. You win your division, you get a home playoff game. If they match up with one of those teams, if they were to draw one of those teams, I do not believe they'll advance to the divisional round of the playoffs. Mm.
So, I said this yesterday, and I'm going to double down on it. I think the Houston Texans are becoming a legitimate threat in the AFC, and it's a legitimate threat not just to the best of the rest, but they could become a legitimate threat, I believe, to the two who are in a league of their own, New England and Kansas City.
You believe that?
The only drawback, as we just heard from Alex is that Will Fuller suffered what appeared to be a torn ACL. That's what they think it is on a play that it shouldn't have been. It didn't look that dangerous. It's the deep ball that falls incomplete. And I don't know what happened. You know how sometimes you just jam the leg in the ground and it just doesn't hit right or something. And he just went down without really much contact and is holding his knee. And I'm like, what happened? First I thought, did he cramp or no, he tore his ACL. So that's a big loss because
he's that deep threat over the top.
Yeah, he is. But they got the other guy is just unbelievably good.
Catch, Skip. You gotta give him that, Skip. You gotta pick the flag up. You gotta let him have that catch.
Yeah. And Kiki Kuti was out last night with a hamstring, so he's got to come back strong for them to continue to roll like this because they don't have a tight end who's even a factor.
Mm-mm.
But they can run it a little bit with Lamar Miller and Alfred Blue,
correct.
And the quarterback is really, really good. I have loved, as you know, Deshaun since he took Alabama to the wire twice, beat him the second time. And just on him and him alone, they're going to be a factor. And I'll just say this. I still like Deshaun even more than I like Baker Mayfield. You know how much I like Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, okay.
And I think Cleveland would be even better if they had picked Deshaun over Baker. I think they're going to be just great with Baker. But this kid is even better. He's just got that it factor, that playmaking factor, that toughness under pressure. He had a 99 QBR last night, which tied for the best of the year so far. I know it's just the Dolphins, but these...
Well, how do you get 100 QBR? I'm interested. Can you get 100? I've never seen...
He had four.
Four incompletions and five touchdowns.
I don't know. I've never heard of 100.
I haven't either.
Okay. So, the Houston Texans play what's rated the third easiest closing schedule.
That's the last place schedule from what he finished last
year. By the way,
year.
The Patriots have the fourth easiest and the Chiefs have the fifth easiest, so that ain't happening. But I'm looking at this schedule, and I could see the Texans just continuing to roll. Again, Will Fuller's a big loss, but if they can figure that out with QT coming back, they go at Broncos, I think they can win that. At Redskins is tough, but they could beat the Redskins. Then Titans, Browns, Colts, at Jets, at Eagles is tough, but I wouldn't doubt it. And then Jaguars. It's just not that hard of a closing schedule.
No.
Could they go 12-4 or even, dare I say, 13-3?
Right.
Well, then they're going to get one home playoff game. They're not going to get the bye
because
the other two are just league of their own.
Right.
But you're going to get a home playoff game against the best of the rest. As you say, Chargers, Steelers, Ravens. I'm thinking, unless somebody comes out of nowhere.
Correct.
But could they beat them at home? Yeah. With Deshaun? Deshaun can beat anybody anywhere. You saw what he did last year against Tom Brady.
If they were to play any of those teams at home, Skip, they will not get the home favorite liking. Yeah. They wouldn't be the automatic -3.
Mm-mm.
That might be a 1.5 point. Uh-huh. That might even come down to a pick 'em ball game.
Yep.
Because they will have so much respect for the other team, especially because you're looking at the quarterbacks. All these quarterbacks are battle tested. Now Phillip Rivers hasn't won a Super Bowl like Joe Flacco and Ben Roethlisberger, but he's been there. He's a proven commodity. He's a big time player. So that's the problem that they will have. Now, they play in that division. That division isn't very good. Let's be all the way fair.
All right. So they're got that.
Good. Yes.
So they're going to win the division.
Yeah, they're going to win the division. Yeah. And they're going to, unfortunately, draw one of those teams.
Yeah. So now we're back to the defense. Why is the defense only 9th in points allowed so far? It looks like it should be 1st or 2nd in points allowed, right?
Especially with that front seven. You got three Pro Bowl players. The back end isn't that bad. Jonathan Joseph is not the player he once was.
No, but he's still pretty good.
Still pretty good.
How about Honey Badger?
Yeah, Honey Badger. That was a big addition. That was a huge addition because he's always around the ball, and somehow he finds his way to get his hands on the ball.
So J.J. Watt and Clowney and Merciless and my guy from Vanderbilt, Zach Cunningham, you left him out, but that's okay. They're everywhere. Starters from Vanderbilt are all over the league, basketball, football, baseball.
Yeah. We're going to talk about your boy Walker Buehler in a few seconds.
This is his big night.
Yeah.
He'll get the Dodgers back on track tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
You watch. It's Vanderbilt baseball you. But the point is that with all that firepower, you're only 9th. What's going on with this? Is J.J. Watt overrated?
No, J.J. Watt is not overrated. Stop it, Skip.
Well, how do you have J.J. Watt and Clowney coming from opposite sides and you can eliminate J.J. Watt? It's just...
Well, Clowney, as you notice, Clowney went into the tent last night.
Yeah.
And that seems to be
seemed to be okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying he spends a lot of time in the tent and he's not camping,
so,
which is not a good sign.
Sometimes he camps on the quarterback.
Yeah, he's very disruptive because, and they do him a lot of different mm-hmm. things, Skip. They'll stand him up and let him hit the A or B gap. They'll put him at left defensive end, right defensive end. They play him in a lot of different places. Mm. But I'm with you. I think they should be more disruptive given who they have mm-hmm. in the front seven. And it doesn't always surface. Mm. But they're going to be a tough out. But I would probably pick Chargers, Ravens, or Steelers, at least Chargers, Steelers over the Texans in the playoff game.
I'm going to ride with Deshaun Watson. He's rare. He's in a league of his own in intangibles. I'm not saying he's the most wildly talented player, but when it's time to make a play and guts it out, he just always makes plays. And what he did to St. Nick's defense twice was just staggering to me.
But the problem that you're going to have, Skip, he does hold on to the ball, which subjects him mm-hmm. to hit. And if he takes off with the ball, so he needs to always be cautious. He took some hit in Dallas that you can't take very many of those, Skip, and try to play a whole season. Or you won't play very long taking hits like that.
I agree. But he stood up to it, and he hung in. I think he had cracked ribs. Mm-hmm. And what happened at the end of the game? Of course, my guys decided to punt on fourth and what?
Stop, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. But, okay,
hold on, look at your
I
defense.
Was good.
I thought
I
you
good.
Liked your defense.
I was good.
Okay.
But what did he do immediately? He found his guy, D-Hop,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Big breakaway completion, mm-hmm. right? And that was the ball game.
Okay.
So, Deshaun Watson, you want to talk about gutting it out?
Oh, he's special. He has the ability to be special. Yep. But now, I mean, what we were talking about him last year, all that goes to Pat Mahomes. Everybody talk about Pat Mahomes, the best quarterback, 23 or under, mm-hmm. 25, whatever metrics or age you want to use, because he's just been so phenomenal. Well, Deshaun Watson's been good.
He's been good, but he's just slowly but surely getting his legs back under yes. him because he tore his ACL.
ACL, correct.
All right. So, I'm bullish on this team. This team's loaded.
AFC Championship bullish?
Nope. But again, a factor. They could be the best of the rest. They could end up being the third best team okay. in the AFC.
Yeah, but that's not saying much. Well, the Chargers will be the third best.
Oh. I thought you liked them to win the – you picked them to
that's
win
the That's what I'm
AFC.
Saying. I'm saying they're the third best team
you're
right
dismissing
now.
Your Super Bowl pick as the third best?
Right now, yes.
You give up so quickly.
Skip.
I would never back off.
First of all, they are the third best team in the AFC right now
okay.
currently.
Well, yes. What do you think?
What? They're the third best team.
Well –
so, they're not better than Kansas City. They're not better than the Patriots
so
right
you're,
now.
So you're already writing off your Super Bowl pick this early?
Yeah, the Super Bowl's in February.
We're still in October.
Exactly. God. Does it matter if you're third, fourth, or fifth, or sixth best right now, or do you want to be the first best once the playoff starts rolling and getting to Atlanta?
Huh.
Because I'm going to be in Atlanta. You coming?
Well, I'll be there too, okay. But I think the Saints and the New England Patriots will be there, and I'm not backing off, and I haven't wavered 1 ounce on either pick.
Phillip Rivers.
Yeah. You got it?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. We're
what's Phillip Rivers ever done in his whole career?
He's got to start somewhere,
he's
Skip.
He's played like 28 years.
Guess
and he's
what?
Still
you know what?
Done nothing.
I don't care mm-hmm. where you are. At some point in time yep. in your life, it was the first time.
Yep. Well.
So guess what?
Yeah.
First time Phillip Rivers wins in his, what, 16? It'll be his, what, 15, 16 season?
Yep. Tom yeah. Brady did it for his first time in his first year of starting.
Whew. Skip. Will you stop trying to compare everybody to Tom Brady?
It's Brady.
That's an anomaly.
Yeah.
Anomaly.
You made a big mistake because you're picking against Tom Brady.
Ben Roethlisberger won in his second year, too. Mm-hmm. No
mercy. Thank you for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Keep an eye out for the weekend edition of the podcast tomorrow morning, featuring this week's best segments. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Facts. Sports. One. Of one.